stop me if you have heard this one before. This could be the beginning of the end for the Portland Trailblazers' Greg Oden. In a familiar story, the big man has undergone another microfracture surgery on his knee and will miss the entire season. The Blazers' former number one overall draft pick was originally scheduled to undergo an arthroscopic procedure to remove debris from his left knee. Oden has not appeared in an NBA game since the 2009-10 season. Blazers have paid him about $20 million since he was originally signed. He has appeared in just 82 NBA games. Then the Blazers went out and promptly lost to the Lakers. L.A. jumped out to an early 30-point lead and held on to stifle the Trailblazers 103-92. Blazer coach Nate McMillan says they fell way too far behind in the early going.
Well, of course, it was a big hill to climb. And when you dig a hole for yourself like that, you're down 22 in the first quarter. You score 7 points.
LaMarcus Aldridge and Nicholas Batum each scored 18 to power Portland. Aldridge grabbed 8 rebounds, while Marcus Camby hauled in 13 boards. Jamal Crawford finished with 15. The Blazers are 2-4 in their last 6 games, and they try it again tonight as they host San Antonio. Catch the game right here. 7 o'clock tip-off right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Elsewhere, Chicago downed Atlanta. New Jersey better than New York. Boston fell to Dallas. Oklahoma City upended New Orleans. Orlando throttled Milwaukee. Houston stopped Memphis. San Antonio defeated the Jazz. Washington lost to Phoenix. Denver needed OT to get by Minnesota. And Golden State took down the Clippers. Kentucky is still the top team in the nation. The Wildcats received all 31 first-place votes in the latest ESPN USA Today Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. The top five are the same, with Syracuse, Missouri, Duke, and Kansas all looking up at Kentucky. Oregon State football coach Mike Riley says cornerback Sean Martin is suspended indefinitely from the football team after his arrest for DUI. Riley did not get into specifics, but going by previous incidents involving the football team, Martin is likely to miss at least one game for his arrest, pending on what happens in court. And it looks like 2012 will be a farewell tour for New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera. Without making a formal announcement, the 42-year-old said yesterday at the team's spring training facility that he's made a decision about his future and nothing can happen on the field this season to change it. Rivera became the Major's all-time saves leader last season with 602. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.